pussy, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour of Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Hump Day Wednesday, halfway through the work week, this June 3rd, 2026 edition. Legislators back in Lansing. Legislation that would permanently provide free breakfast and lunch to all Michigan public school students moved forward yesterday as the Democrat-controlled Senate Education Committee unanimously, all the Democrats and Republicans, approved a pair of bills creating the permanent funding for the program. Senator Dana Paul Henke, Democrat from Livonia, chair of the committee, sponsors of both Senate Bill 784 Senate Bill 785, said the legislation would ensure students would continue to receive free school meals regardless of their family's income, saving households estimated $850 a year. As a public school teacher, I have stood in thousands of lunch lines. I witnessed firsthand how stigmatizing it can be for those whose lunch tabs haven't been paid. Paul Henke said the program would also help students focus on learning by reducing hunger throughout the school day. The bills would require participating schools to continue meeting federal school meal standards, including nutrition, training, and reporting requirements. School districts would be reimbursed by the state for the meals that were provided to the students free of charge. Family of three children can realize almost $3,000 a year in food savings. Additionally, schools would be required to accommodate students with disabilities, medical conditions, religious restrictions, dietary preferences, including vegetarian, kosher, and halal options. The committee adopted substitute versions of the bills before voting them to the Senate floor. Paul Henke said the changes updated references to the federal National School Lunch Program and the National School Breakfast Program while preserving existing program requirements. The legislation would put Michigan's Universal School Meals Program into state law, something supporters say would protect it from being eliminated administratively in the future. Governor Gretchen Whitmer had previously called on the lawmakers to codify the free meals program before she left office. This was something that she stated back on March 4th this year. The bills now go to the Senate floor. Once they're passed there, it appears perhaps unanimously, it will then go over to the House. We'll see what Matt Hall and the Republican majority there do with these bills. Kind of an interesting little dynamic happening here in Lansing. We'll continue to follow it, see what happens when it reaches the House. Short break, we'll be right back.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two, Patriot Pat. So since when do parents abdicate their authority to feed their children to the government? grant this authority to them? Yeah, that's a great question. Shana, Indian River, even though we qualified for free lunches, I never allowed my children to eat that junk. See, this is exactly the problem I have with Lansing. Just another example. How many kids attend public schools in Michigan? I don't know. I'm going to have to research, find out. They're saying it's $850 for the school year per student. And because it's free, the kids are probably inclined to eat it. Breakfast and lunch. It's just another example of the government doing something that the parents should be doing. Now, is every parent able to provide breakfast and lunch for their children? I understand totally. But I also understand what Pat and Shana are saying. First of all, where is it in our state constitution, other than the fact that we have to provide public schools? Folks, do you realize in our state constitution, there's only three functions in our state constitution that we must do as a government? Public schools, public prisons, and roads. That's it. That is all we are responsible for doing. It has gone so far outside of that constitutional original intent that we have almost a $90 billion state budget that they're working on right now. $90 billion a year. When Governor Whitmer took over from Governor Rick Snyder, it was $58 billion. She's increased it $30 billion increase since she's been governor. And it's programs just like this that makes up the cost of what we're looking at. Well, social media, this is an interesting story that just went absolutely nuclear yesterday. After Governor Gretchen Whitmer attended a groundbreaking ceremony for the Oracle Stargate Data Center in Saline, Michigan. Attending the event, OpenAI CEO Sam Altman and Oracle co-CEO Clay Magaruk on Monday. Well, it was absolutely excoriated on social media. After coming back from Mackinac Island, attending the Mackinac Policy Conference, which is dominated totally by business and government leaders, crowing the benefits and positives surrounding the introduction of data centers in Michigan, Governor Whitmer hit it with full force. While two-thirds of the people oppose data centers in their communities, in order to pitch it like she always does, Whitmer said this site development will create 450 permanent jobs and 2,500 construction jobs while the site is being built. I've been very clear with companies that want to call Michigan their home that human intelligence cannot be replaced. Artificial intelligence must always be a tool to bolster human intelligence and human productivity, not the other way around. Whitmer said that we're putting guardrails in place with these data centers, making sure that they create jobs. However, there are expected to be a large job losses from the white-collar sectors across the job market as artificial intelligence will replace some of those people. Well, just a week or so ago, one of the Democrats, Yang, very wealthy millionaire out of California, said that artificial intelligence will eliminate a large number of jobs. We covered that story back on May 27th. Meanwhile, Whitmer said that OpenAI was providing 400,000 college students in Michigan with free access to ChatGPT Codex program. Codex, C-O-D-E-X, which is an artificial intelligence research assistant. It normally costs about $20 a month and can be used to write programs and computer code. The online debate directed toward Whitmer did not come from just one political direction. The social media platform known as X, formerly known as Twitter, which is home to many conservatives, saw a post from Michigan Public Reporter Colin Jackson, which became a hotbed of attacks for people interacting with the post. Sam Altman, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, attending the groundbreaking ceremony at the Saline Township Data Center Project. Well, two-thirds of the people absolutely went nuclear. Many of them in and around the area of where the project's going to be built said, "We went to public meetings and spoke out against this project." But yet the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, did not listen. She continued to push forward on it, and now they're breaking ground. "You've got to be kidding me," is one of the quotes. Well, many of the progressives and Democrats who were present on Reddit and posting in the Michigan subreddit platform were going after Governor Gretchen Whitmer as someone who has turned her back on the party, stating that she was a sellout and expressing their disappointment towards the data center moving forward. There was also many in the Democratic Party centered on Blue Sky. That's where they were going after her for standing alongside Altman and McGurk. Data centers were a dominant topic at the Mackinac Policy Conference, with many of the panels and panelists touting AI and data centers. Whitmer had also called the $500 billion six-site OpenAI Stargate data center project in Washtenaw County as being the largest one-time investment in the history of the state of Michigan. $500 billion one-time investment. Now, it's kind of interesting that the Democrats and progressives are so much against this. And it's so interesting that Governor Gretchen Whitmer embraced it, because our president, Donald Trump, is completely behind artificial intelligence and these data centers. Now, the one thing that I do know that President Trump is very much touting is that he wants these data centers to generate their own electricity. Do not tap into the electric grid as a consumer, but yet generate electricity on site to be used for the data center, and any excess power could then be supplemented into the grid. Therefore, they're actually being an energy provider. President Trump says with that extra energy going into the grid, it could actually lower prices for consumers. The other major concern is cooling these data centers. Well, I had a very simple solution. It's the exact technology we use to heat and air condition the home studio. Geo hybrid thermo like Well Connect, but on a much larger scale. Take the groundwater out of the ground at 52 degrees, run it through cooling coils, put some fans, dehumidifiers around it, cool the data centers in the 3-4 months of the summer that it gets hot, and then reverse the technology and actually heat it, use it to heat the data centers in the winter. They run hot anyway. It wouldn't take very much for the heat pump geo hybrid thermal units to keep the buildings warm. But you could definitely cool it and even cool the computers with this type of technology. I hope that's something they consider and will embrace. But man, Governor Gretchen Whitmer just getting hammered on social media. You know, and I really find it interesting, and I don't know why women do this. I guess they say it makes them appear to be more feminine in the way they stand in a photo. But they always cross their legs. Men are always standing there with both legs, you know, straight forward facing the camera. Ladies always cross one leg. Why do they do that? It's like she's a model or something instead of being a governor, duly elected official. Just found it interesting. Well, Sam Altman was definitely a lightning rod on this post. And one of the people, the real Brett Brisky on social, genuinely impressive how quickly Gretchen Whitmer has fallen. Whitmer posing with OpenAI, Sam Altman for the photo at the Saline Township Data Center site. And man, the progressives and Democrats just went nuclear on her. Pretty interesting. Well, it's moving forward. The shovels are in the ground with a big American flag on a crane that they had there, holding up this huge flag behind them. Can't get any more patriotic than that. Time the hour news break. Hour number two. We'll be right back.